Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
35 years ago today, Tom Petty appears on SNL. April 24th, 1989, Steve Martin, one of the 475 times Steve Martin hosted SNL. Probably funny every time, too. And among the songs he's singing, Free Fallin'. That's what we started with. This is his debut solo studio album. I think he might be my number one card of people who I really, really liked. And also the fact that it seemingly he was around a lot.
Yeah.
He was touring constantly. At about every other time, I'm like, okay, I'm going to Tom Petty this time. I'm going, and somehow, some way, I didn't see him. So he's right near the top for me. Who else do you have? Who else do other people have? 651-461-9226. Does someone come to mind? A couple people come to mind?
Now, these are people who I would have been able to see, not like somebody texts in Mozart.
Yeah.
That would have been a good one.
Yeah.
But no. Yeah, Tom Petty at the top. He was here with, it was Pearl Jam and Tom Petty one time at the X.
Yes.
It's like, why
how was I not
you
there?
Not...
I mean, my God.
Another one, though, for me is Prince. I never saw Prince live. I saw him when I was 15 at the Fun Fair at the Civic Center. And like the, and actually met him at the Roy Wilkins Auditorium.
At the Fun Fair?
They used to have a fun fair during the Winter Carnival.
I do remember that.
Yep.
He was playing at the
fun fair? Yeah, because he was, or in connection with it, because
okay.
I met him. And
you bonded?
Yeah, we were tight.
You came the
idea. Actually, I do have a pretty good story about how my grandma was.
Purple Rain idea.
Yes. I inspired it.
Yeah. Your grandma slept with Prince?
Yeah, close.
Oh, really?
Des Dickerson, who was a member of the Revolution, lived in my neighborhood when I was growing up.
Okay.
And we had a... used to have a neighborhood picnic, and here's a bunch of white families, and Des Dickerson shows up to the neighborhood picnic, and he's a great guy.
Yeah.
Very friendly, and he meets my grandma and just is, like,
totally
smitten with Nana.
Yeah.
And takes her, invites her to First Avenue, and she actually got to go to First Avenue with
great
Des Dickerson, and I think she met Prince. I could be wrong, but.
Did she mention, I sometimes put my grandchild up on, right by the door, and then I scare him.
Devil on the roof.
Devil on the roof.
Same grandma.
Yep. Yeah, same one. Okay, Dave, do you have anybody that comes to mind?
Musically, he's still with us, but not touring anymore. Elton John. Always.
Another person
yes.
who was here in Cecil.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Right?
Yes, and had, you know, what was the 4-year-long farewell tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, would have loved to see it. Non-music, I wish I would have seen Mitch Hedberg live.
Yeah, if we go to comedians, that's a pretty good list, too. Among the techs coming in, I'm embarrassed to say this, a Minnesotan like you, Adam, Prince, Jeff Beck, Eartha Kitt was at Oak Hall weeks before she died. I regret not going to that concert. Johnny Cash. Boy, prime Johnny Cash. That'd be pretty cool. Led Zeppelin, overrated. Get out of here.
Stop.
Thank God they're not around.
Wow.
America is better without him. I'm hoping maybe that gets to Major. Major will walk out of his little grand jury situation. I wish I would have seen Willie Nelson about 25 years earlier. So that's a separate category. I saw Hall & Oates maybe here 5 years ago, yeah. 4 years ago, something like that. And Daryl Hall is not quite Daryl Hall anymore. And it reminded me of when I saw him like 25 years before when that Daryl Hall voice. I mean,
yeah.
The Roger Daltrey situation when his voice was just shot, you know?
Yeah, I saw the Dead, their last ever concert, and, you know, Jerry was at the end, and 5-6 years earlier would have been a lot better.
It seems like Bon Jovi might be one now who, even as like accepting as you should be, like, you know, or the Who or the Stones. Oh, my God, when did we see the Stones? 10 years ago? Mick was prancing around, looked like he was 32, right? Where some of the acts are still great, but Bon Jovi just doesn't have a voice anymore. Yeah, I mean, I hear him sing and stop. I saw them once with the Death of Neil Peart. Won't happen again. Rush, great performers. Allman Brothers Band. Yeah, we just lost.
Dickie Betts,
yeah. Charlie Pride, Fleetwood Mac, Amy Winehouse. Ugh. Multiple people saying Amy Winehouse. Did we have many opportunities here to see Amy? Couldn't have been many, right? So far, the reviews on the movie, the biopic, aren't great. I want it to be great. Disappointing. Styx, John Prine, you've...
Saw John, yeah. Thank God I saw him. It was fantastic.
I did see him also. Elvis. I mean, I guess in theory I had that chance, but I was 9 when he died, so that's another one we've debated, too. You can see anybody in their prime. There's a lot of acts for me, but, man, late 60s Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
In Vegas.
Right when he started in Vegas.
The black... full body leather ensemble. Pretty amazing. Stevie Ray Vaughan. How high is Stevie Ray Vaughan?
That would have been good, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Steve Winwood or the Traveling Wilburys. I'm kind of okay on Steve Winwood. I think he's good.
Yep.
Traveling Wilburys, well, that would have checked my list with Petty. Karen Carpenter. How about Kenny Rogers, somebody says.
I would have loved to have seen Kenny Rogers.
To find out what condition my condition was in.
Yeah.
Jim Croce. Well, open first half, right?
Did he really?
No. Joe Cocker. Joe Cocker, I believe, open.
Also another one that would have been nice to see.
Kurt Cobain. I think Chad owes Adam 30 minutes tomorrow. Maybe he can do that, dear Jim. I'm involved in research and development tomorrow. Friday, I'm available. Laura Branigan. The Kinks. Was too young, but I'd love to see the Rolling Stones in the early 80s.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Weird Al. Would you have ever...
We can still see... Weird Al still two.
Weird Al is with us. Would you have ever attended a Weird Al concert?
With a free ticket. Although I'll say this, I talked about this just about a week ago.
Yeah.
When Heidi and I were still married, we went to New York and we were up. We stayed on the Upper West Side by the Beacon Theater.
Of course you did.
And Al was playing the Beacon Theater, and we went to a bar, and it was full of Weird Al heads who were just totally seeing hundreds of shows. So
loved him.
Yeah.
I, again, would not go, but I admire skill.
Oh, for sure.
You know? Dave, didn't you once travel for a summer following Weird Al around the country?
If Al was playing in my living room, I would leave the house.
Wow.
You know, play Amish Paradise.
No, I don't get it. It's not funny to me. He's talented. He's a very talented musician.
None of his songs are funny.
They do nothing for me.
Wow, that seems
he's
like
spoken
something.
So highly of you.
Yeah,
too.
He's believed in you. He loves Am I Wrong? Hey,
well, I'm sure he does. Who wouldn't? But I'm just being honest. He doesn't need me.
That's it. Hey, you want to do the whole show?
No, God, come on.
Do the whole show, and then I'll leave and I'll go play golf.
Yeah.
You got Jim Pete next segment for two segments. You got Susie.
I can do my limited Jim Pete for him.
Let's hear it.
I got to say, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, Cat, what are you doing? You cannot do that right there.
Yeah, he said that a lot. Yes. We've lowered the bar on our expectations for Cat. I'm hearing people, Cat's helped out some. He's a number one overall draft choice. He's about to make $60 million. So he's a factor for 4 minutes. Well, oh, he played pretty good. No, he didn't. Everybody else has, though. 53 past 12 on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.